Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. Welcome to another wonderful Wednesday here at NABWIC Talk. I am your host, Zakiya Flagg from Flagg Labor out of Union, New Jersey, offering manpower on demand to general contractors and builders. I have to tell you guys, I am super excited about today's show. I know I say that all the time, but that's because I'm always excited about all of our shows. But today we are going to be talking with Alicia Cooper Wells. She is the queen of the money business. She has Biz Fund Academy, and she is one of our very own NABWIC members here from our Philadelphia chapter. So we're going to chat with her very, very soon, and she's going to share some tips and strategies with us on how to take care of our business money. So this is going to be a very, very exciting episode of NABWIC Talks. I recommend that you get your pens and papers out or recorders or whatever you need, because she is definitely going to share some gems. But before she does that, let me share with you just a little bit of an announcement that we have from our education committee. Shout out to Dr. E and all of her team members over there. Dr. E is also our NABWIC Woman of the Year. But regarding the education committee, we have some wonderful courses going on this month in October that you are welcome to participate in if you'd like. We have this coming Saturday, October 5th, we have innovative ways to secure funding for your next project. We're going to be, a course is going to be online with India Chanel, and again, that's hosted by NABWIC's Education Committee. So if you're interested in that, please feel free to join us for that. Later on this month, on October the 8th, which is a Tuesday, we have another exciting training educational class, which is Buy Stocks and Enhance Wealth. We're going to be talking with J.R. Fenwick. He is going to help you guys learn how to flip that stock. So that's going to be very, very exciting. You don't want to miss that. That's Tuesday, October 8th at 11 a.m. And last but not least this month, we have an educational class on October 15th. This one is balancing family, caregiving, and retirement planning. We're going to be talking with Diamond Shafalwi. I hope I didn't mess up his name. But he is from Prudential. He's a financial advisor, and he's going to be giving us some tips and tricks on how to, again, balance family, retirement planning, caregiving, etc. So if you'd like to join any of these classes, please visit NABWIC.org. Again, that's NABWIC.org. You will see the link there so that you are able to sign up and register for any of these classes. These classes are hosted on Zoom, but they do require you to register. So please visit us and register. So we are almost ready to chat it up with Alicia Cooper Wells. But before we do that, you know I have to introduce my fellow co-hosts here in the studio that make this show happen every single week, every single Wednesday morning. We have Jackie Perry, our marketing chair and our hero here at NABWIC. She's the owner of Data Architect IT Consulting Company. We have Ursula Odoms, motivational speaker, owner of Ursula's History Shop, and Ursula has dedicated herself to making sure women's voices are heard. We have Gerald Barnes, our partner and consultant extraordinaire. Mr. Barnes has supported many business owners in achieving their goals and dreams. We have Odedra Williams, who is a real estate developer and also an economic reporting agent for real estate. But you guys already know I have to introduce you to our leader, our founder, Miss Ann McNeil. She is the powerhouse behind MCO Construction and the visionary founder of NABWIC. Ann's leadership and consistency has paved the way for countless women in construction. It doesn't stop. So without further ado, good morning, Miss Ann. Miss Ann, are you there?
Yes, of course. Listen. Good morning. And I want to tell you, honey, if I were any better, you know I would be you. And, yes, I am, like Jackie said earlier, I am always plane or a train or on a bicycle. I am so excited. But just like you said about yourself, I am excited every day. And people say to me, why are you always excited? Talking about NABWIC, the voice of Black women in construction. Why? How? And you know what my answer is, Akia?
What is that?
Because I said so.
I know that's right.
And I am learning the power of thought. I enjoyed something that I think it was Emerson that said, you know, thoughts are the property of those only who can entertain it. But guess what? Mm-hmm. Once you entertain a thought, you have to do something about it. And NABWIC was a thought that God blessed me to have years ago. And we are doing something about it. Today is no different. And we have, as you've already said, a phenomenal guest, which is one of our very own, Miss Wells. And I'm excited, like all the rest, to hear her story. She has helped this organization and continues to help this organization to elevate the brand. But we must continue to do we do as a voice to give her content and copy to elevate the brand. So I just want to continue to remind everybody, if you are looking to be elevated in the construction industry, male or female, white or black, Hispanic, whatever you are, connect with us. Even though our name is the National Association for Black Women in Construction, we are representative of everybody. We just happen to be black and women and in this industry. So, Zakiya, like always, remember to remind everybody that we also have our water luncheon coming, NABWIC Billion Dollar in Water on the 16th of October. Just want to put that out there so that those individuals who are in the water sector or water industry can also connect with us by going to our website, which is nabwic.org. But enough of that. We're here for the woman of the hour. Let's get this party started.
All right. With that said, we are going to do just that and get this party started. What we're going to do is take a very, very short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Miss Alicia Cooper Wells and Odedra Williams. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Sabrina Miller. I am the owner of MDI General Contracting in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm a new member of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and I'm excited to celebrate women in the construction industry. I'm most proud about NABWIC's ability to have intertwined itself in the legislative process, which affects all women, and particularly black women in the construction industry, and I'm happy to be a part of that process and help to grow NABWIC's reach in the Pennsylvania area. My name is Sabrina Miller. Please join me in celebrating women in construction.
Good morning. And we are so excited to have another fantastic episode of NABWIC Talks today. This is Odedra Williams, and live in the studio with us today is Alicia Cooper Wells. Good morning, Alicia. How are you today?
I'm successful. How are you?
Fantastic. It's a great day. A lot of people are recovering from the storm, Hurricane Helene, who ran through, and we are still recovering. We just got lights back on a few days ago from that, but we are blessed and we are happy to be here. I know there's a ton of work that some of our NABWIT members are doing to help with the construction cleanup, so we really appreciate all of our members and everyone who is out there, boots on the ground, helping with the recovery. So, yeah, so it's good to hear from you. We have heard so many great things about you and your business, so just welcome to NABWIT Talks. Before we get started, how long have you been a member of NABWIT?
So I'm going on a year of being a member of NABWIT, and it's been exciting.
Awesome, awesome. Tell us about how you came to become a member and some of the things that you've encountered that you appreciate.
Okay. Well, my name is Leisha Cooper Wells. I'm known as Ms. Cooper Home Loans or the Queen of Money. And I actually heard about the NABWIC event on an event that was going on in the area. And I showed up and I got to meet, I actually heard from someone who was already a member in NABWIC and they sent me the event, right? And then that it was going on in my area. And I got to meet some phenomenal women who were in construction, Black women in construction, making those bonds and relationships that night. I knew immediately I wanted to be part of this organization. So I signed up that evening after listening to our founder's phenomenal story, Ms. Ann McNeil. And I just knew I had found my tribe, my people who were dealing with the same challenges, but also were overcoming them. There's so many organizations out there where you can only trauma bond. But this was one that was actually making an impact, getting things done, and I'm very action and result driven. So I knew it was the place for me and for so many others.
Yeah, fantastic. And we appreciate everything that you do to move the organization forward. So thank you for all that you do. So tell us a little bit about Biz Fund Academy. I know you and I had a conversation the other day and you were telling me about how many people that you're helping with this business, not just with funding, but also helping them to start their own business being a lender. So I know there's, you know, we always hear that we are should be the lenders and not the borrowers, but tell us how you started with Biz Fund Academy and some of your success stories there.
Okay, awesome. I'm actually going to take it back a little bit further to share my story because I believe that adds to why I do what I do with Biz Fund Academy. So I have been in the lending space now for almost 25 years. I started in lending in 10th grade through a program called Delaware Scholars. And one of the things I learned along that journey was, you know, lending is something that people have a lot of myths around. So in my picture that I sent to you guys for my headshot, if you notice, I'm holding a key. And I believe that key stands for knowledge empowers you. But that key is also a constant reminder for me of my personal charge and responsibility. The key that I wear and I wear on a daily basis is actually my grandmother's house key. So it's my charge and responsibility to help people reach their financial goals. And that key is very symbolic to knowledge, education, but most importantly, the having to take action to that empowering part to move forward. Because so many of us are paralyzed when we hear or even think about lending, think about credit. So I'm here to really create a space where we debunk the myths associated with the lending and educate on how to navigate lending and get access to capital and to become the lender, as you mentioned, opposed to always being the borrower. And that is what allowed me to catapult my life from being a single mom, living in the projects, not thinking I was going to be able to make it out, having to you know, make those tough decisions. So along with the lending and debunking the myths is also what Ms. Ann brought up, and that was one of the things that even attracted me to the organization, is the importance of mindset. So for anyone that's listening today, as I you know, talk to everyone, I want us all to be on the same page that we'll be willing to do something that's very difficult for adults, which is to unlearn information, learn information, and relearn surrounding lending. Because when I jump into what BizFund Academy does, sometimes it's very complicated surface level to understand if we carry a lot of the myths with us surrounding lending. So I'm asking everyone to be willing to unlearn what they assumed it took to become a lender, to unlearn what they assumed it the responsibility would be in order to have their own funding company, and be willing to learn how accessing opportunities, being parts of organizations, and building a village around you to support your mindset, that the sky is really the limit, and that goes along with finances as well. So BizFund Academy is my baby in regards to it. It was initially something that I stumbled on, meaning I stumbled on the opportunity of opening my own bank. So when I initially went on this venture, as I mentioned, I've been in lending since 10th grade. So I had seen several positions, and I was like, man, I want to own the bank. I want to be the bank owner. And I took some training classes, and one of the things that was set in front of me was that I needed to have $250,000 in order to become a bank. So I worked really hard. Real estate is also my jam, and sold some properties to be able to get this $250,000 liquid cash that I needed in order to I felt get into the party to be the bank. And once I got inside of the party, I realized that it kind of was a smoke and mirror. And not kind of, it was a smoke and mirror. I got in, I'm like, hey, I have my money. And then they're like, okay, come on in. You know, it wasn't all of this verification that I thought. I'm like, you guys don't know how hard I've worked for this. And along that path, it was when I do believe in having coaches, mentors. You know, someone began to mentor me through this process of, hey, that's kind of what we use as a screening process just to see if people are really serious about it. But in order to be a lender in the commercial space, so I want to identify this, any type of business purpose lending. So not buying a house for you to live in as your home sweet home, not personal loans, but any type of business purpose lending is actually not regulated. There's not licensing required in the business purpose space. Under the Small Business Act, everyone can lend money to other businesses. There may be certain guidelines in regards to how risky the investment may be, where the SEC steps in. But for the most part, anybody can lend money to a business under the Small Business Act. We all can be our own angel investors. But most of us may not have the money when we're first starting. Like, okay, I hear you say I can be the lender, but what does that really mean? Well, there are thousands of lenders out there that actually need people like you and I to help solicit their money, to sell their money on a daily basis, and we get paid as a liaison, as a broker, as a referral partner, and even being the bank ourselves, where the documentation shows our company's name on the paperwork. And that's what we do at BizFund Academy. We help individuals set up their own funding company to be able to be that problem solver. And what's sexier than selling money?
I love that. I don't know. My brain almost started thinking about it might be safer than that. Let's just stay there because it is. We appreciate that you're doing that. So you said that you kind of explained how you got started in it, but what was the trigger moment for you to help other people to be their own bank too? Because you very well could have just said, hey, I'm just going to do this. I don't have to educate others. And I love what you said about key, which is knowledge empowers you.
Empowers you. Yep.
Yeah, that I love that. So obviously, I mean, I know the answer, but I want to hear you say it because once you get that knowledge and you start empowering yourself, then if you're a good person, that's what you automatically want to do is empower other people. But was there something that, you know, what was it that made you decide that you want to teach other people how to get into this as well?
So I'll say what my husband, we joke about all the time. He's always like, girl, ain't nobody asked you. So I am the type of person that provide unsolicited information. I just felt like, hey, everybody needs to know how to become a lender. We can't gatekeep this information. Once I got into the party, I put my foot in the door, and I'm like, I'm letting in as many people as possible into the party as well on what it takes. I had managers, you know, throughout the years that I found out later weren't licensed. You know, I went up this long, vigorous ladder of getting licenses, 20 licenses, these types of certifications, and to find out that in the commercial space, I didn't need any of it. Now, you need education, but you don't need licensing. And that was a huge hurdle for people I was meeting along my journey as well. With licensing, they may have had a background that would have prevented them from being able to become a home loan lender, but they could actually still become a commercial loan broker. I do have a charge, as I mentioned, you know, with the key. I know I have a responsibility to help people reach their financial goals, and that moved me into this is a no-brainer to do it, and I believe I saw God work through it. We have created over 23 six-figure earners and 4 seven-figure earners in the last 24 months, and this is because commercial deals, business deals, the commissions, because it isn't regulated, you know, can definitely be high as well. And it opened up a door. The more people that I helped, just like Jim Rohn says, you know, the more people you help, it will help you reach your goals as well.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely plan to join and take advantage of what you're offering. And if other people are interested in becoming a lender and finding more about Biz Fund Academy, how do they contact you? How do they start with you?
Well, you can always go to Biz Fund Academy, BizFundAcademy.com. You can also email us at support@BizFundAcademy. We can send you our free ebook on giving you a better understanding on the business because we are the only program that does both teaching you how to do small business lending as well as real estate lending for commercial deals in our class. And I do want to make sure I leave with actionable steps. Like I said, I want everybody to be able to take something from this. So whether you use me or take this journey on your own, it really only takes 3 things in order to become a business purpose loan broker. The first thing is having a LLC set up. You want to make sure you have a LLC or a corporation set up because having these large commissions go to your personal name or a sole proprietor can come with a lot of tax liability, and I don't want you mad at me later. You need to have 2, an open business checking account. That way you can cash the checks or have the funds wired to you because you're able to do deals in several states. So you want those funds, if you're living in Texas, you want to be able to get them from Florida. You don't want to have to drive or wait and hear that the check is in the mail. And then the third thing, which is the part that we help with the most, is signing up with the lenders who want to do business with your clients, the people that you're meeting, or even yourself. And now you can avoid paying large broker fees because you became the funding company.
So what about if someone has a deal that they need funding and they're not necessarily interested in becoming a lender, they just need capital for their deals? How would they contact you to be their lender?
So you can always reach out to me at A. Cooper at Miss Cooper Home Loans, MSCOOPERHOMELOANS.com, and send the deal over. And then we'll definitely look at it. We'll reach out to you. Our first step is usually to send you a link where we will take a look at your credit through a soft credit pull. That way we can get an idea and start to narrow down the lenders that may be willing to work with you. But I want you to know we have products for as long as you have one of what we call the three C's. You either have consistent cash flow, because there are lenders that will make a determination, not on the credit, but based on how much revenue you have flowing through your bank statements, your business bank statements every single month. And then we have lenders who make their determination on having good credit. And the third C is collateral. So what collateral you may have, and being creative with what you may think collateral is. Like I mentioned, being willing to unlearn or relearn. Collateral is more than just owning a house or owning a car. Those in the construction space, it can be unpaid invoices can be used as collateral where you can get advances on those.
That's interesting. That's really good to know. So, Alicia, you obviously are a very learned person and you love education and knowledge. So tell us, what are some books that you have read or are reading that our listeners should pick up?
So one of my favorites is, and I share this because when I first met Miss Ann at the NABWIC event, she mentioned this book and my eyes were wide open because it let me know, again, I was in my place. And that book is Think and Grow Rich. I have dyslexia, but I grew up in a family that did not allow me to use it as a handicap. Honestly, my dad was not a forward thinker like the man in the book, but his was from a social economic side of, hey, this girl's not going to embarrass me from being on the short bus. And he made me go through school, and he also supported me too. So I don't want to make it seem like he just threw me out there, but he's very supportive along the way that I could not have any excuses as a kid. Despite me seeing the letters floating around and switching them, he made me fight through that. And I'm so grateful for that, but that came from my dad forcing me to listen to a lot of motivational speakers. So when I read Think and Grow Rich, but I want to encourage people, if reading is something you're struggling with and you haven't gotten to that point, don't be afraid to use YouTube and listen. I had to, when I was a kid, listen to Jim Rohn, listen to Grant Cardone, listen to Les Brown, which is one of my favorites. If you can look up, you can get up. So I encourage you to read, but also if you're struggling with reading, and I'm speaking to those of you who may have challenges there, don't overlook using the power of listening to motivational speakers, because mindset really matters, especially in tough economic times like what we're dealing with now.
Absolutely. Mindset is critical and key. Of course, Think and Grow Rich is the book that Ms. Ann talks about and recommends to everyone along with others. And I actually met Ann Brown and McNeil through Les Brown, who is an amazing motivational speaker. Thank you for mentioning those other speakers. And I do agree with you in terms of if you're not able to read or don't like to read for whatever reason, you still need to get the knowledge. So listen, listen, listen. And so another, we're going to take a really quick commercial break. I know we have some other questions, but I do want to ask before we go, thank you for your transparency and telling us about your dyslexia. How did you find out about that? I know you said you would read and you would see letters kind of floating around, but how were you diagnosed with that?
So I wasn't initially diagnosed with dyslexia. I just was diagnosed with a learning disability. In second grade, they wanted to keep me back and have me move into the remedial classes. And that wasn't the part, I guess, that they got my dad. It wasn't until they told him that the short bus was going to be pulling up in front of our house where he was like, no, that girl's not going to embarrass me. We're going to figure this out. So, but it was in second grade for me.
Wow, that is really interesting. And thank you again for sharing your story. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Alicia Cooper Wells.
Thank you.
I'm ready. Are you ready? The time is now to amplify your life and create your signature book. And what better time than this weekend to start moving towards your dreams? You will be amazed at how much you can get done in one weekend if you only knew what to do. Your book journey is waiting for you, so take the first step. Purchase the book, then connect with Ursula Oldham, your book coach at Sula 2 Publishing. Ursula10K.com, ERSULA10K.com.
Fantastic. We are back, and this is NAPWIC Talk, and we're here every Wednesday morning. So thank you all for tuning in and being here with us on NAPWIC Talk every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. And if you would like to be a guest on NAPWIC Talk, then you need to join NAPWIC. That's one way to do it. We do offer this. This is a special benefit to our members to become a special guest on our podcast. And there's so many other amazing benefits to becoming a member of NAPWIC. So we encourage you to go to NAPWIC.org to find out more information about joining. And also so that you can be not just so that you can be a guest on our podcast, but so that you can join us as we are the voice of Black women in construction. We've been talking with Alicia Cooper Wells, who is the queen of the money business. She has an amazing company called Biz Fund Academy, and she teaches other people how to be lenders. She is a lender. And this has been a really great conversation. We've learned a lot about her. And I know that some of our co-hosts have some questions. So I think Zakiya said she had a question. So if you want to come off mute and ask your question, we would love that.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Zakiya. I'm back. Hi, Alicia. Good to speak with you. I have to get down there and meet with you. But I do have a question. And that question is, earlier you mentioned that the commercial lending is a little bit non-regulated. My question around that is, does that translate to, so if I become a commercial lender and I'm based here in New Jersey, I would have the ability to lend in, you know, all of the states? Like, is that how that would work?
Just about. There's about 8 states that do have some regulatory, and I can't think of the 8 off the top of my head. But just about, so you got 42 states you can lend in, and Jersey is one of them.
Oh, fantastic. And then the other question is, for people like myself, who I have a huge lending background myself, I've been a mortgage broker for many, many years. So the classes that you offer, do you offer them one-on-one? And when is your next class? It's a two-part question, actually.
Oh, thank you. So we do a class about every quarter. Our next class is later this month, October 22nd through the 25th is our next class. We don't have a one-on-one class, but we do have a self-paced class where you can, it doesn't include live instruction, but you can watch the recordings.
Got it. Okay. So, and the, everyone could get that information right at Biz. Where would we get that information about
Biz
the classes?
Biz Fund Academy, BIZFUND Academy.com.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you so much, Alicia. I will definitely be in touch. I am interested in everything that you offer. And thank you so much for coming on the show today, too. Back to you, Odedra.
Thank you. So, Alicia, before we give you your time back, is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience? And please, before you go, please make sure that you give both of those websites again for you or your email address. So is there anything else that you'd like to, any parting thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I want for everyone in this time to first have a mindset that you can win. Remember, done is better than perfect. So just get started. You know, banks want to lend their money. That's how they make money, by lending their money. They want to partner with you. The conversation surrounding having partners, I think we have to really expand. A lot of times we think that has to just be in the form of a direct individual that we work with. But if you view banking and loans and lending as a partner in your business, it helps expand the mindset of the responsibility that they have to you as well as the responsibility that you have to them. I want to leave you with 5 secrets to get funding from a lender. You need to make sure you're organized, because being organized equals responsible to a lender. Don't overdraft your account. Make sure your credit is accurate. And I want to be clear there that I didn't say that it was perfect. I didn't say it was great. It needs to be accurate, because the inaccuracies could potentially be what's hurting you from having the good credit that you're looking for. Credit card balances should be, if they're personal credit cards, should be at a 30% or less utilization. And business credit cards, you may or may not know, utilization doesn't matter if it doesn't report to your personal credit. So that making sure that you have the right products will help you get approved for additional lending. And don't overlook what type of collateral you may have. So if you own real estate, if you have contracts, if you have a 401k, before you cash it out, these are things that can be used as collateral to help you get funding from a lender. And my name's Alicia Cooper Wells. I want to say thank you so much, NABWIC, for allowing me to speak today, allowing me to be part of the organization and carry on the mission of the organization. I want everyone listening to check out NABWIC.org. It is a powerful organization of Black women in construction. And if you're looking to work with me, you could check out BizFundAcademy.com. And you can also check out my website, Alicia, A-L-I-S-H-A, TheGoat.com. And it'll show you all the classes that we have upcoming. We do also do a lot of mindset events. So follow me on Instagram as well at Alicia Cooper Wells.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your story and for sharing those tips with us. We absolutely love having you in the organization. We appreciate everything that you do. Again, we have been speaking with Alicia Cooper Wells, who is the queen of the money business, and her business is Biz Fund Academy. You can go to Biz Fund Academy, which is B-I-Z, fundacademy.com, and learn more about her and her services. And again, this is NABWIC Talks. We're here every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m., and you can follow us on all the social medias, and please make sure you go to our YouTube and like and subscribe there. Facebook, Instagram, look up National Association of Black Women in Construction. We're literally everywhere, and we are coming to a city near you. If you are a woman in construction, a black woman in construction, and you want to join us, please go to NAPWIC.org. Of course, we do have men in our organization. We have all races. If you'd like to sponsor any of our events, you can also go to NAPWIC.org. So thank you again. This has been NAPWIC Talks. I'm Odedra, and we have in the studio with us, we have Zakiya, we have Miss Jackie and Miss Ann and Mr. Jared Barnes. So from all of us to you, have a fantastic day, and we will see you next Wednesday. Thank you. Have a great day.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.